Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. We're going to have a Maui update. I want to share with you a book that you've got to read. And I also want to share with you a new podcast that I just came across. And this will bring you up to date with a lot of the information and research. So many of you have asked me to cover more about Maui. I do want to remind you that I've got a Maui playlist. So here you can see on my YouTube channel under my playlist titled Maui Fires, I have got close to 60 videos here and with thousands and thousands of views. So if you're interested on all of the coverage that I did, you can find that at my channel and click on the playlist tab and then also click on Maui Fires and you will see that. So I want to share with you a book that came from A Healthy American. And then I want to share with you a very interesting and intriguing podcast. We're going to look at that. And before we do, we're going to look at a message from the sponsor of my video. So for this show, we have got NobleGoldInvestments.com. I've been telling you about Noble Gold. They've been a longtime sponsor. And in a world of economic uncertainty, safeguarding your retirement savings is more important than ever. Gold is a trusted source of value, providing stability for centuries through countless market cycles. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can protect your financial future with the enduring power of precious metals. So don't let the election volatility and all of the other current events erode your hard-earned nest egg. You can so-called vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. For those of you that are Trump supporters, look at this. You can get 10 1 ounce silver Trump coins. And if you prefer, you can get instead of the Trump coins, you can get a 10 ounce silver American flag bar with your qualifying account. So I would love for you to give them a call. It's Noble Gold Investments, your partner in financial peace of mind since 2021. The phone number is 877-646-5347. I will have a link for you in the description box below. Friends, let's start first with this book that I just received called The Great Maui Land Grab. Let me know if you've read it, if you've heard about it. And this is written by Michelle Melendez. She has done many videos over these several months about what happened in Maui. And you can find this book over at, let me take you right on over. The website is Great Maui MauiLandGrab.com. So let me share my screen here, and I will also have a link for you there and in my Substack. So here you can see the book, and it goes into all sorts of details that have experts bewildered. This is right here on the web page. It says, why didn't blue things burn? Why did cars melt and leave trees fully intact, only having burned from the inside? How did the fire move against the wind? Why were homeowners and media not allowed into the burn zone area for nearly 3 months? And there's many, many more things that she covers. So I wanted to read to you a little bit from the table of contents so that you'll see what happened. Part one is called What Happened? And it talks about the questionable weather events, all of the anomalies. Now, I like to point out anomalies in current events, and many of my healthy Americans appreciate that. So here are other topics that she covers. The Hawaii governor's questionable statements, and you know how I feel about Joshy Green New Deal and all of his band-aids. Then part two of the book is How is the Land Being Taken? So there, she describes how the governor suspended the law prior to the fires. I covered this as well in my videos, and how the Hawaiian legislation, the legislature, actually set the stage for this to happen. Part three is titled, Why is the Land Being Taken? And she talks about Agenda 2030 from the United Nations, climate change, carbon, sustainable energy, smart cities. And number four, can Maui and America be saved? So if you're interested in getting that in a written form, she has a lot of link, a lot of detailed research. So check that out, Maui, the Great Maui Land Grab. I want to thank Michelle for sending me a very nice note along with the book. And she wrote, Aloha, Peggy. Mahalo for all you do for our country. I'm sending you my book to say thank you. And I would love if you would speak about it. We cannot forget about Maui. So that is the great MauiFire.com is where you can get the info and the book. The next thing that I want to share with you is a new podcast that one of my Healthy Americans told me about, and we'll hop right on over here. And this is Maui-angry.com, Maui-angry.com. So the headline here says, there is no healing without accountability. What do you think about that statement? Very powerful. Here we go. Episode one says, stop calling it a wildfire until an unbiased investigation is performed. A wildfire is 99% unlikely with five simultaneous fires. Yes, you got it clear. The Maui wildfire narrative is statistically impossible. And that is just one of the statements here. He also writes why the words arson or potential arson have not been mentioned by authorities, media, or investigators, despite a $20 billion motive. Now, I can put forth some ideas on who that arson might be. And we know that there are those in the New World Disorder that want nothing more than to remove your ability to have private property. So there are several questions here that are posed. Why do we only hear words like wildfire, global warming, brush fire, climate change, storm change, ignited by power lines, and other very unlikely and unverified causes? Why is Maui's mayor, a retired criminal judge, not raising this concern and meanwhile blocking all reconstruction efforts to price people out and force victims to sell their property? And the final question here really got me. It says, why did the government give all the relief money to hotel resorts instead of helping the victims rebuild their homes? Friends, so much is going on in Maui, and my heart goes out to the people that have suffered this tremendous inflicted tragedy. If you'd like to see the coverage that I did on this previously, along with my exposing of these incredibly corrupt public serpents on the islands, please check out my playlist. I'll also have a link for you in the description box below. Let me know, are you in Hawaii? Have you traveled to Hawaii? Do you plan on going there? What have you learned in the last several months? As always, I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being on board. Remember, I've got a free Substack over at peggyhall.substack.com. That's where we continue the conversation. And I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast. My videos are aired Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Don't wait for a notification. Heaven knows YouTube won't send you one. So just hop on board, join the Healthy American family, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.